Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with
Katarina Cowrie.
She's been in LA for over 3.5 years, but she has some amazing training in London. She's from overseas. Let's just get her on the phone and see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. So you're from Cyprus. That's an island, right?
Yeah, it's a little island in the Mediterranean.
But you were born in Lebanon, Beirut.
I was born there and then I was adopted and taken to Cyprus very shortly after. So I didn't get to experience Lebanon at all.
Oh, wow. So when you were there actually in Cyprus, what type of acting work did you do there before you left?
Mostly things in my elementary school and high school. So I really discovered my passion for performing through there. And I was lucky enough that my high school provided like GCSE and A-level drama and acting classes. I met this amazing director called Athena Zenidou. She coached me for a long time and helped me audition for acting schools in London and in the US. I was in London for a year doing a foundation course at the Rose Bruford College.
So what is that? Is that classical Shakespeare type stuff?
Yeah, that was mostly it. It was really, really interesting because I really love Shakespeare, all his work, and it was really interesting to get it out of the literature aspect and put it into acting and actually perform it. It was really nice. It was a great experience. Really like comprehending everything and going deep into it. I really love analyzing scripts.
So when you come to Los Angeles and you're in the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, how was that different from the London acting? Was it different or was that just an expansion?
It was an expansion, yeah, but there's a lot of differences. I found that they did a lot more contemporary things. We had a different teacher for each class and their methods and techniques are all different. It was really nice to get a spectrum of education, really not focusing on one thing, just finding what works for you.
But isn't that a program to where they actually put you up in housing and everything?
Yeah, and also it was very challenging because after the first year, they can either accept you or tell you they don't want to continue teaching you. After the second year, everyone graduates. They pick only 20 to 25 people for the third year to form a theater company. There's eliminations every year. Everyone kept asking me, what happens if you don't pass? What's your plan B? I was just like, I don't have a plan B. I don't think that way. I just want to focus on plan A and then I guess cross that bridge when I get to it, which thank God I didn't have to. The third year was super interesting. We worked with a number of directors and every month we were put with a different cast of people and we put on a different theater play. We got to rehearse for about a month. Throughout an entire weekend, we would just put shows on every day.
So was that fun being part of an ensemble or did some people get on your nerves after a while?
No, it was great because every month you changed cast and changed director as well. So you weren't working with the same people. You got to see how other people work and what their ideas are and kind of feed off of each other. It was really inspiring because everyone was super hardworking. They took it very seriously and they all loved being there and wanted to be there. It was kind of surreal just having work all the time once you get out of school. It's not something that you do very often.
You're like, what? No one tell me about the bumps, the twists, the turns, the dead ends. But the acting worked out perfect for you because it seems like you're kind of just like all over the place. You want to do this, you want to do that. In real life, you can't do that. But in acting, you can play all those characters.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main reason I chose this as a career because everyone was asking me, what do you want to be? What do you want to do in life? And I just couldn't place one thing that I wanted to do. I was like, I want to be a lot of things. And you know what? In acting, you can do that.
So where are you right now? Are you in Los Angeles?
Actually, I recently moved to New York. I wanted to try out things here because I used to come here a lot for auditions and workshops and things. I found that things opened up a little bit quicker than LA here. So I was like, okay, I'll try it out here as well and then just see where it goes.
Wow. So when you were younger and you took ballet and singing, you had to ever use those skills in a performance?
Yeah, all the time. We actually had dancing classes at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and most of that was bar and ballet based. And so my background really helped a lot. Even though I hated taking ballet as a child, my mom had to force me. I would call her up every day and I would thank her. Just be like, thank you for making me go because I wouldn't have made it through.
So I noticed on a couple of your films, the All or Nothing and Favela, it was the same writer producer.
Yeah, I worked with Constantinos on a couple of his short films and music videos. And in LA, there's a lot of Greek and Cypriot people, and we formed a nice community, and we used to help each other filming-wise, work-wise, and it was really nice.
I saw you like at the Greek Film Festival. Was one of those films in there, or did you just go to it?
Another Cypriot director I worked with, he's called Sava Christou. He directed thesis films called 6 p.m. That premiered at the LA Greek Film Festival. That was an amazing experience. It was at the Egyptian Theater. It was kind of crazy. It's like the first time I've seen myself on a big screen. It was very surreal.
I know, that's kind of cool. You're like, wow, that's me. Wow, look how big I am.
Overthinking everything, and it's like, oh, I can't watch this. I'm cringing.
A lot of people that I'm speaking to, like right now during COVID, they have all this downtime. The last person I just interviewed wrote a whole book in 3.5 months. Is there something that you did during this downtime?
I felt a lot of pressure to stay productive, and that kind of put me in a block artistically and creatively. And then when I sort of calmed down and started focusing more on physical health and mental well-being, that's when all the inspiration started rushing back to me. And I actually finished the final draft of a short film that I was writing. It's called Too Salty. It's kind of a working title right now, but I think I like it. I think I'm going to stick with it.
I saw an interview you were in. I had no idea what you were saying. So you speak a different language. Can I hear just a little bit of it?
Okay. Γεια σας, βρίσκομαι εδώ με τον Johnny Keys. Είναι Σάββατο, η ώρα 1:15 από τη Νέα Υόρκη.
That's so great. Because you've done films but only spoke Greek.
Yeah, I have.
It's a good special skill to have.
It should come in handy at some point if I want to go back and work there.
So the one woman show, Little Voice, how did that all come about?
During my second year at the Academy, it was one of the modules. We had a choice to either do a Shakespeare musical theater or a one-person show. I just wanted to put myself out there, and I love writing as well as directing and everything that goes on behind the scenes for any show or movie. So I was like, that's going to really keep me busy, get me involved in all these different sort of aspects, and I found that really fun. And also, it's terrifying being alone on stage. I had to come up with the sounds and everything in the prog. It all just depended on me, and I was like, you know what? I have this rule that I do whatever scares me the most just to put myself out there and become a stronger person. So I was like, this should be an interesting challenge. And we had 8 weeks to write a 10-minute piece, which was really hard because there's so much that I wanted to write and put out there into the world. And it kept being over like half an hour. And the director was like, no, you have to cut it down. It was super fun, very stressful as well. I didn't have anything until a week before. I was juggling with 4 or 5 different scripts. I didn't know which one was the best, what I wanted to get out of it. At the same time, we had finals as well. It was just very intense. But honestly, I'm so proud of how it turned out. I really enjoyed doing it. I think it was the most hard work I've ever put into anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's awesome. But now you know how to do it. Director Mattia Carrell. Can you tell me who she is to you?
So it was a short film I was cast for last summer. It was a director working on his reel. He got help from Mattia Carrell, who's an Oscar-nominated director for her short films. We met up for a couple of weeks doing rehearsals. Never met these people before, so it was like really interesting to see how we all like mesh together. Miss Carell was there as well during the final rehearsals and obviously the actual filming of everything. And it was really amazing getting to work with someone as professional as she is and highly acclaimed. It was a great experience.
That's pretty cool. So that play you did, it's called Women Behind Bars, where you played Guadalupe.
Yeah, it was super fun. She was super loud and obnoxious and pretty much everything I'm not. It was great just doing that and seeing how I can put my experiences through her.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, playing another character. How many times have you seen Titanic?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I was watching it the other day.
Again? Is that your favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
That one and The Great Gatsby.
For me, I think it's like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, because it was supposed to be a Johnny Depp movie and he stole it. Stole the whole movie.
He really just is the best in everything he does. That's what I really admire about him. Every movie he's in is just a Leo movie. It's no one else's movie.
I know. And he does so well. It's the person that next to him that always wins the Academy Award and he never wins it.
I know. It's so sad.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was pretty awesome. I like that too.
Oh yeah, that was such a good movie. Oh, it had me on the edge of my seat the entire time because, you know, with Quentin Tarantino, you're just like, oh God, what's going to happen? Everything's dandy. And then at one point, everything just goes downhill.
You're like, well, as long as Brad Pitt takes his shirt off one time, right?
But honestly, I was just expecting everyone to die. And then they didn't, and I was very happy. So
it's very important having, I think, for an actor and actress, at least one parent support. So how is your parents as far as supporting your career?
They supported my choice from the first time I told them. They had their concerns, like, are you sure? It's hard. And because naturally I'm a very shy person and everything an actor shouldn't be. So they were like, are you sure this is what you want to do? It's not who you are at all. It's not who I am typically, but it's what I want to do. So I'm just working on becoming who I want to be. They were always super supportive. It was a shock to them when I decided to come to the States because it's so far away and I'm their only child. They were kind of concerned and worried about it, but they never stopped supporting me.
It's like 5,000 miles here, then you're in LA, 3,000 miles back to New York. You're a traveler. It seems like the best way to get you to do something instead of saying you can do it, it's better to say you can't do it.
Yeah. I always found that I work better if kind of throw me into the deep end and you're like, swim.
Yeah, sink or swim. That's right. So it says here you're a film producer. What film did you produce or going to produce?
I'm going to produce my own short film sometime in January. I'm super excited about it. I've worked on it a lot. I've been working on it for a year. I wasn't happy with how it was going, but finally I'm just 100% happy with everything. I'm like a perfectionist, so it's very hard to like everything 100%. I'm actually really proud of how it's going and I hope to be able to produce it very, very soon.
Sometimes you just have to have purpose over perfection and it's good enough, move on.
That's really good advice, purpose over perfection.
So I noticed your star meter is under 100,000. That's pretty good.
I'm not sure how it works, but I try and keep my IMDb updated with everything and I try to promote it as much as I can.
I have no idea either. I just signed with the manager and they told me a few things I can do.
That's amazing.
You just have to basically go visit it or have people visit it. And I'm like, I have this podcast for 117 shows now. I don't think I ever have a link to it. If I put the link on there, like you should put the link on your Instagram, you should put the link everywhere. So when they click on it, that gives you more juice, I guess. So I'm going to start really looking into that.
Exactly.
Do you still write in your journal?
Yeah, I journal all the time.
Do you ever go back at some stuff that you said was going to happen? You look back, you're like, oh my God, that actually happened.
Actually, I try not to go back because I don't know. I judge myself a lot. I feel like going back is just going to make me go into my head and into my own thoughts and just second guess everything I've done.
Mm-hmm. Now that makes sense. So the therapy of it is just to get it out and write it down on paper.
Yeah. And also if I'm having trouble with something and I feel like I can't get out of a situation or something is particularly hard, it's just easier to write things down and just see how it looks on paper. Read it over and over again until you find yourself a way out of it or a better way to deal with things or handle things.
That's pretty good. I'm getting a journal.
Yeah, I think it's very therapeutic.
Yeah, I think I am. I think that's actually good advice because I just recently had a change in my life and that could be a good thing because it's sometimes when you're used to your life being a certain way for 20 years and all of a sudden it's totally different.
I can totally relate because I hate change.
So, a young actor, actress, they're bright-eyed, they're bushy-tailed, and they want to get into this business. What information or advice can you give them based on your experience?
To just trust their instincts, believe in themselves, and just never stop trying, because there's a lot of rejection in this line of work, and you just can't let it get you down. And I think that was one of the main concerns my parents had, because I'm a very sensitive person, so they didn't know how well I would deal with it, but I would say just develop thick skin. Like, not everything is about you. Obviously, when you go into castings, they have an idea of what they want your character to be like. And it's not your fault if you don't fit their ideology of what they have in mind.
So if you're an introvert and if you're sensitive, you can make it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Where can people find more information about you online?
So I have my Instagram, my IMDb. I just made a link tree with all my interviews, my reel and everything.
That's on my list, link tree, because I notice a lot of actors do it. And I keep, oh, I have to do that. And then again, you just reminded me, I go, I gotta do that link tree because everything's right there.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was working on making a website, but that's kind of hard. And I didn't know what I wanted it to look like. I didn't want it to be overly complicated. Linktree is really easy. You just post all your links there and it's just very simple.
That's very smart because website's like a little baby. You gotta feed it, you gotta change it. It's like, oh my God, it's a lot of work already. Grow up. Wrap it up here. Is there anything else you'd like to say that we didn't cover?
I think that's it.
Ah, that means I did my job. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, Katarina, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate you getting up this early Saturday morning to be on my podcast. I really appreciate that you told your story and enlightened other people. I know someone's listening and they're going to say, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
So if you'd like more information on
Katarina Kaori,
it's KatarinaKaori on IMDb or Linktree. Now subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. Thank you so much for that. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.